Weed-whacking warriors tackled invasive plants last weekend during an annual event sponsored by the Palmer Soil and Water Conservation District. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer went along with them on a search and destroy mission to eradicate non-native plants.
That's the sound of a weed-pulling team hard at it on a beautiful Saturday in Palmer.
This stuff does work out, does it?
With our matching red t-shirts and white cotton gardener's gloves, we could be mistaken for cartoon characters, but we are on a serious mission to eradicate a botanical pest. It's called bird vetch. Mark Muck is with the State Division of Forestry, and today he's leading a group of volunteer weed pullers at a local park. He says a good many invasive plants were brought to Alaska by chance.
They can come across by shipping. People can drive up here, actually, and it can be via vehicle. Even naturally, birds and everything else can actually bring invasives into different areas, too.
Others got here when they were actually imported for a reason. Bird vetch, our target pest, was spread along new roadways to stabilize soil. That was a mistake. The plant looks absolutely non-threatening at first. It's got pretty bluish-purple flowers and fringed leaves growing off a tiny stem, thin as microfilament. But allow it to grow a year or two, and it will create a living tsunami covering every other plant in its path. Muck says it creates a monoculture. It can take over so completely that it allows nothing else to live.
It has this purple flower, and the flower is all on one side of the stem. You can kind of look at it. It has these little tendrils that actually bind to all the other vegetation. But these tendrils, actually, if you hold it with your finger, in time will actually start to grab you after you pick it. So they actually move slowly. It's kind of creepy.
Our group of 10 adults and kids is working at Lucas Kiwanis Park, and there is plenty of bird vetch to be pulled here, especially near the kids' play area. We each get a plastic bag and start pulling the weeds away from the soil. It's not hard work, but it does reveal the depths of the problem. I uncover a struggling wild currant and a shrub with pretty yellow berries that I couldn't even see before the invasive vetch was pulled away. The bird vetch is so thick that it is climbing a baby cottonwood and strangling fireweed in its march up the hill.
And you see where it goes in the ground?
Mm-hmm.
And then, rather than just pulling up here, what this will do is it'll just rip it right off at the seams. But if you get down and you get in and you get some of this root system in here, you can actually, it may not come back. It's more likely to come back if we leave a root system in the ground. So, yeah.
This year, about 70 people showed up in support, like weed warrior Mary Donlin.
So I started applying myself pretty seriously to studying plants. And once you do that, the invasives get a hold of you, because they're everywhere. And you go, what is this plant that is choking everything out? And in this case, of course, we have the bird vetch. And it doesn't look natural, and it's taking away the space and energy and everything for other plants. So you go, okay, that's an imbalance. What else is going on?
We pull up the vetch and some pesky toad flax, too, until early afternoon. After our work, the little hillside next to the playground looks completely different. Now it's an open, grassy spot with bright fireweed and inviting green grass, where before it looked like a tropical jungle. Louisa Branch Flower, a natural resources manager with the Palmer Soil and Water Conservation District, says there's many varieties of invasive plant species. White sweet clover and reed canary grass are two on the hit list.
Well, it can cause a lot of problems economically. It's a nuisance. It gets into people's gardens, it gets into people's farms, and can cause crop damage. It can be a problem for wildlife, for fish. You know, some of the like reed canary grass and some other plants can get into the salmon streams and change the geomorphology of the stream, and that can be bad for salmon rearing habitat.
As a souvenir of our day battling weeds, we each receive a small booklet detailing the various invasives cropping up in Alaska. Then it's back to downtown for some music and a barbecue. I'm Ellen Lockyer.